Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guests are author and documentary filmmaker, Josh Peck, and CEO of BibleFacts.org, Dr. Ken Johnson. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo de la Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street.
Yes,
we hope you've had a wonderful Christmas. We're looking forward to this exciting new year, and you better get ready.
Yeah.
You better fasten your seatbelts, because the new year is not going to be that new. It's going to be a lot of old stuff you wish to God would stop. But we're in the last days. And we have two very, very special guests today.
Yes, we do.
Josh Peck is back with us, documentary filmmaker, author with Skywatch TV, one of my favorite networks.
Thank you so much.
And Josh Peck is a documentary filmmaker and author. You're a host with Skywatch, teacher,
preacher.
Yeah, we wear many hats at Skywatch.
We understand, Josh.
Seems like a common ministry thing.
Yeah.
You wrote and directed and edited the award-winning film Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking. I didn't know there is even a lighter side of trafficking.
Yeah, it's one of those Tom Horn subtitles that makes you think and become interested in why the title is titled like that.
Produced by Skywatch Films with Dr. Tom Horn. How is Dr. Tom doing?
Good, getting better every day.
Praise
God. We love him.
We do too. And thank everybody for the prayers for him.
Pray for him to be totally restored. I want him back on my show.
Yeah.
I'm selfish. And I'm going to go on his show.
I know what happened. We were scheduled to come, and you were going to be on the show.
That's right.
With Tom and probably you. I'm not sure who was going to be the hosting the show. And then I was going to the ladies show. Mm-hmm. His place. Is that? Yeah, his place.
Yeah.
And then my mom passed away a day or two before.
Oh.
So we had to postpone it for this year. So we'll be getting together and going to Skywatch.
Yay.
And doing some broadcasts. So excited. And so
Josh, you work on the documentary film, The Great Delusion?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep, that was mine. I directed it and edited that as well, produced by Tom Horn and Joe Horn. It's a compilation of Tom Horn's last decade, is 10 years of work into the whole alien question.
Is Tom Horn just getting better? I mean, as far as his brain.
He's Tom Horn.
I know.
He's just producing things that you need to keep our network on the air just because you keep Tom Horn on the air with us and all. Because
they're on our family. Yeah.
Our network.
We just feel like families together.
Oh,
their
absolutely.
Family,
yeah.
This family here, meaning all of us.
Wherever we go,
together.
Tom Horn's going.
And today we have Dr. Ken Johnson with us. It's an honor to have you.
Dr. Ken Johnson is the author of over 20 books.
Actually, over 30 now.
Wow.
Over 30. Oh, is that why you have gray hair and gray beard?
Yeah, it takes a toll on you.
Yeah. I mean, you're not old, though. How old are you?
27.
No. I love it.
You startled me.
Good.
He's one of me and Christina's many kids.
Actually, 56. So. Wow.
You're just 56?
Yeah.
So you're prematurely gray.
Oh, dear Lord, Gene.
But that's
profit thing.
That's the profit thing.
There we go.
After 20 books, you'll get gray. Did you know that? Just after
30. After 30. But.
30 books now. Well, I've had 30 written on my notes, so I'm sorry.
Okay. He's
I am up to date lately. So you're talking about biblical and extra-biblical texts. What does that mean?
translations of Dead Sea Scrolls, writing on Bible prophecy, things like that.
Scrolls that aren't in the Bible,
right.
Perhaps?
Right. Just like people go to Josephus to try to figure out a little bit about history, what was
the
culture
like?
Oh, I like
Josephus, though.
Yeah, these are Zadok priests that would tell everything that was going on back then.
Right. But Josephus preached about Jesus.
Absolutely. So
I mean, preached about the things of God that is amazing. I have some of Josephus' works are pretty big, and I love that. So here's the thing. We need people like Dr. Ken Johnson who will dig deeper and into the scrolls. You can just see him up on a mountain climbing in a cave looking for stuff because that's what he does, really. And he reads those scrolls and interprets them for us because we need to know. And there's going to be more revelation. I'm prophesying right now. There's going to be more revelation, I predict, in the near coming year than we probably have had from past history. You're going to have so much. It's knowledge is increased in the last days. Did you know that? Men run to and fro. We know that. So,
yeah, absolutely.
But knowledge has increased. So we've got an exciting program today. The Lost Prophecies of Qumran. Josh, you wrote that.
Yes. Yeah, Qumran. It's
Qumran. I'm sorry. I said it wrong.
It's where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. Absolutely amazing discovery.
Totally. The older I get, the worse I am at pronouncing words.
You know, Jim, I remember one time that we there at the Dead Sea Scrolls at some when they first started, you know, revealing them and putting them on display. Yeah. I'm not quite sure what city. I think we might have been in Salt Lake City or somewhere like that on a ministry trip, and we went to go see some of the Dead Sea Scrolls and it was just so amazing.
Them, you know.
Yeah, like Isaiah. It was just so amazing to see it in person.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And it's just the power. They keep getting more verification of every word in the Bible and all the cities of the Bible.
Yeah.
God's word is real. If you're going to be stable, you must be stable in the knowledge of the Word of God, to know that the Bible is true. Amen. And Dr. Ken Johnson's new book is The Mysteries of the Ancient...
The Ancient.
Essenes. Am I saying that right? Essenes. Yes. What is that about?
Basically, the Zadok priests, which are the real priests, were ousted by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they have the temple library, all the extra-biblical prophecies, all the old interpretations of the patriarchs, which we can talk about in a little bit.
Yes.
It's amazing just to see them say, this is what's going to happen, and it happened exactly as they said it would.
So we're going to talk about what the Dead Sea Scrolls says about Jesus, what the Dead Sea Scrolls says about now, and what the Bible says. I know this. God wants to unveil it all.
Yes,
He wants us to be aware of what is happening in the last days. We are going through last day events, and I'm trying not to preach my New Year's sermon because it's going to be on the air. They'll tape it, I trust. Do I get permission to tape my sermon?
Absolutely.
But we're going to perhaps put it on a show. Mm-hmm. And I've got a word, and I'm supposed to preach 20 minutes on New Year's Eve, but it might be longer.
Yeah.
But I have a very, very important word because it's happening now like never before. Mondo, there's so much in my head, I'm about to explode.
Listen, you're right on with the prophetic word that David Wilkerson gave in 1973. And I'm baffled because spiritually speaking, the world, the atmosphere, there's such warfare. It's like God in the heavens is battling for our souls, our hearts. But when I go back and I research prophetic words given by a man that gave his life to fulfill or to see this prophecy be fulfilled, did not make it to see it. But can I just read you what he prophesied about what took place a few weeks ago in Kentucky and several other states? Because this is a word for now. In 2022... You write that we're about to see events that are going to stop men's heart due to fear. This is what David Wilkerson said in 1973 about his prophecy talking about drastic weather changes. This is what he wrote. this world had best prepare for the weather changes that cannot be explained by any other word but supernatural.
And it's not global warming.
No, sir.
They're going to explain everything away. What God is written in His Word is going to take place. And these things are going to take place to warn us. But the world wants to wipe it out. Mm-hmm. They don't want the voice of Jesus Christ.
They don't. And this is what he continues saying. The world is about to witness the beginning of great sorrows brought about by history's most drastic weather changes, earthquakes, floods, terrible calamities, far surpassing anything ever yet witnessed. Weather will become increasingly difficult to forecast. Can you imagine that? 1973 prophesying what we're seeing. And I ended with this. He said, I believe we have passed the point of no return. Almost every weather forecaster has added to his vocabulary words like unbelievable, record-breaking, strange, fantastic, unpredictable, unseasonable, unexpected, and unusual. End of quote. We are about to witness in the world, in America, some of the most prophetic events that are developing right now. In almost every prophetic source that I'm talking to, or team is talking to, are predicting through the Spirit of God that 2022 will be a life-changing moment for the church, for the world. And all they keep saying is, we are running out of time.
My message that I can't bring on this show, but I will in a few days. I'm going to give you atomic bombs that have already hit in the spiritual world and in the natural world. And what just happened in Mayfield, Kentucky, and all throughout America is dozens of tornadoes, one of the worst tornado damages in history. We don't even think about these things. When the worst, Rick Joyner warned us about,
yes,
like when his planes,
the extremes,
if on the dial of your plane, if your dials go one way and then they go the other way and the other way, you better watch out, that plane's about to explode.
Right.
And it's the extremes going back and forth, back and forth. And we are seeing the extremes. What's happened in Kentucky and these other areas, it's like an atomic bomb hit. This is what people there on the ground, Mondo, this is what they've said. And if you're not there, you don't feel it. You don't sense it. And I want to go there. You know, if you're not careful, I'm going to sneak off and get an airplane and go fly there and be there. I go to these places because they're God's way of letting us know. I don't believe God sent this tornado. He told me he didn't send it. He said, the prince of the power of the air waves is so mad. There's such turmoil in the airwaves right now. And that warfare is hitting earth. And demons from hell are coming down to earth. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does anybody understand it? Perilous times are coming. And you're going to see so many major, I call them atomic bombs. This is like an atomic bomb hit.
Completely. This is powerful here, this headline. Along the monster tornado's 230-mile path, she saw the fear in my eyes. Look at the subtitle. For 4 horrible hours, people in the way of the twister fought for survival. Its intensity caught the cities by surprise in an overwhelming manner, and many, many, this is the scariest part, thought that the safest place was in their homes. When you look at the stories and you hear the stories, in one street alone, 7 children died.
I know. I'm heartbroken. My heart is going
now,
out to the family.
We are in contact with the pastors in Mayfield and other places. One of our graduates is music director at a church that's been destroyed.
That's right.
In Mayfield, I believe it is. And he's coordinating. Can you imagine one of our own students now is coordinating? Pastor Joe, I wish you'd been up on the set with me today. You got a place to sit here anytime you want. Just listen to me, people. Our ministry is going through a crisis, and we're being called upon to send food. And we're almost out of food. I mean, food is getting harder and harder, the survival food. Nobody will listen to me. In the good times, I've said, let's get prepared. And people don't want to get prepared.
That's right.
But when it's gone, it's going to be gone. And right now, millions of people really are in trouble. Power's out. How many thousands of homes just totally wiped out?
Yeah. Infrastructure is gone. I mean, when you water's gone. The water tower is gone.
Electricity's gone.
Yeah.
Now, we've got to help. This is what the church is to do. The church is going to survive because of the church.
Yes, amen. That's right.
We help each other.
Yes.
And we're going to help. And we have an SOS out right now to help us. And I've got negative news today, and I got positive news. But one of the things is we're going to have to go off stations this week. Mm-hmm. We have to. Yeah. We can't pay the bills anymore. We can't pay them all. We're blessed. The new network's going to stay on the air solid. All of the new network's staying. Is that right?
That's right. The PTL network, the Voice of the Prophets,
and it
will
just started,
stay on.
It started a year ago, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's going strong.
It
it's getting stronger all the time. And God told us to do this. And
that's
this is part of the last day's message that needs to go. And so that network is going to stay steady. But, you know, a lot of the Jim Baker Show networks are not going to be able to carry it because, and we're making decisions to do this.
Yes.
We have to because we just can't get enough money in every week. We need monthly giving.
Yes.
More than any other. We had monthly giving when the enemies came, the left came for us, the press came for us. There's a new warfare, and I'm going to preach that sometime, Mondo.
Yes,
maybe
right.
You could preach it. There's a new warfare coming, and it's here. You guys don't even get it.
The system is in motion.
It's in motion worldwide. We're on the brink of war all over the world. And this atomic bomb of an event took place, centered in Mayfield, Kentucky. This tornado damage is historic. They say it's the worst in 100 years. Well, it's the worst we ever know. I'm not 100 years old, so I don't remember anything beyond 100 years, would you? Don't you say this is the worst you've ever seen?
Yes, it's shocking.
Lori and I, we've been to Joplin was horrible.
Yes.
But we've been to them. I'll fly to them. I go to them, and we give, and we set up bases in them. And we're doing it now, right now. We're in the process. Our Bishop Ron Webb is on the grounds all over. He's working.
He's our outreach director.
He's our world missions outreach. And he is working right now. And tomorrow a truck arrives here at Morningside.
Yeah.
And we have to fill it.
That's right.
For those people. And Pastor Joe's is here working on it, right?
We had our Operation Christmas Blessing. And all the stuff that was left from the Operation Christmas Blessing, we're boxing it up.
There's our Christmas outreach that we do up here in the mountains.
Yeah.
Because there's families that don't have Christmas.
Clothes and toys and items from Target and Walmart.
That was like a
everywhere you
Walmart
can imagine.
Of Jesus.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's what we just did.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do it every
about
year.
About 150
You may think
families.
We're dead. We're not dead.
That's right.
Amen.
We're going to keep going. And I met with Marcelino yesterday and Lori, and we had a meeting, and we made up our mind we're not going under.
That's right.
We're
Amen.
Going over the top.
Yes.
And when you're hurt, you need to give.
Yes, amen.
When you're going through something, you need to give.
Yes, yes sir.
And I'm asking people to give. Give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running
amen.
Over.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to give of what we have and more.
Yes.
You know what I did today, Mondo?
Yes, sir.
I ordered.
Okay, you're all excited, Jim, now.
I don't care. I'm just screaming. I got to do something because I'm about to explode. I ordered 500 coats to keep kids warm.
Amen.
The kids don't have anything.
Yes. Mm.
Did you see the scenes? Yeah. Let's roll that video. And it's wiped out like desert. That's where houses were.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an atomic bomb hit them.
Yeah.
We've got to do something.
Yes,
and we're going to do something.
Amen.
And I need your help. And you know what we do. I said, where's that big box of food or clothes you got last month or so, Pastor Joe? You said, we already gave it out.
And went to Louisiana.
What crisis was that?
Louisiana
crisis.
Yes.
And but we sent brand new clothes from the factories to there. And now we need more. So we're going to get more clothes. We're going to get more shoes. We're going to get more everything.
Amen.
We're looking for pajamas. The little kids don't even have their pajamas. Everything's gone. If I die doing it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it in God's help.
Yes, amen.
Let me just show the video, and then we'll react back. But I want everyone, the SOS offering is $1,000. That offering's going to go to help us stay on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of your stations will be off the air in this week or next week. Just go find it somewhere else. We're everywhere.
Yes.
I mean,
PTL
on the dials, we're so
go to PTL Network.
Yes.
Just got to start going to our network. This is what everybody
that's
needs
right.
to start doing. If you have to get a Roku, get a Roku. We have them.
Yes,
we have,
that's
we have
right.
them.
We do.
Get a Roku. They're so easy, and you get so
much. We will
so
send them
much.
To you.
We
yes.
will send them to you. There are so many ways to watch our, but to really, PTL Network.
Here's the
voice
thing,
of
people.
The prophets.
We need a steadier income. They just kept stealing from us. They kept taking things away. The ability to raise money was taken from us and all that. And we've survived. We're still on the air.
Amen.
The Prophets Network is growing bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Amen.
But I'm believing for this SOS offering today with a $1,000 gift that many could do. You have it in the bank. This could be your New Year's offering. You can make it in honor of my birthday if you want to. I don't care about that. It's something to celebrate. I'm 82 years old. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. So did you want to look at this B-roll? Or?
Yeah, let's roll it.
Okay.
More than 40 reported tornadoes pummeling 9 states, leaving a path of destruction across more than 200 miles.
The destruction is indescribable and the loss unfathomable. Tens of thousands are without heat, water, or electricity.
Homes flattened, entire neighborhoods gone.
In Illinois, 6 people died in an Amazon warehouse that also collapsed.
Drone footage shows the path of destruction, uprooted trees, cars tossed like toys, and demolished buildings.
In Missouri, a young victim mourned. 9-year-old Addison Rackley died in the storm. Her mother, Megan, still fighting for her life.
The roof lifted up, and I was right next to the wall, and it's like the roof slammed down and then the wall came down on top of me, hit me in the head.
An older woman in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, was pinned underneath a mobile home from the waist down until firefighters pulled her free.
In Fairview Baptist front yard, Ricky Murphy is giving away food and clothes.
I don't think that people really understand the devastation of what we're seeing or what's happening. Everybody's just in a let's help mode.
But tonight, gifts of kindness from America are pouring in.
Would you like Subway tonight?
More than $6 million sent to a Kentucky relief fund.
You know, just hundreds, if not thousands, of people out here
just helping one another out, being good neighbors and helping people out from this area.
It's just staggering, the path of destruction. Think about the number of power outages, the people who have been displaced. This is an historic event that is impacting everyone in the state.
That's awful. It's an awful destruction to live in it.
Yes.
I've been in the sites of these terrible tornadoes. Yeah. It's devastating. Mm-hmm. When your house is gone, everything's gone. The house is gone. The doors mm-hmm. are gone. The beds are gone. Everything's gone. It's mm-hmm. devastating.
Yeah.
So I'm asking you to stand with us today and to help us. That it's like a tornado's hit this ministry the last year. But we're alive.
That's
we're still on the air.
Amen.
And I believe we can come out of our rubble stronger than ever.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It is. Mm-hmm. The new network's going stronger, building stronger all the time. And I'm believing God that that you will, right now, I just stop and go to your phone and say, Jim, I'm going to send $1,000. Some could send $10,000. Some could send $1,000,000. That would just put us over the top with $1,000,000 right now. And we have to have the saints of God. Don't die with a lot of money in the bank for your kids to argue over or the government to get. Invest in the kingdom of God.
Yes, amen.
And God's going to add all the other stuff unto you. He's going to take care of you. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm asking you to go to your phone.
Yeah.
Call right now, 1-888-988-1588. Give $1,000 if you can. Give $100 if you can only do $100. But give to our SOS fund, which will include, we've already have a truck arriving tomorrow, Mondo.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to load it up. You got buckets of food.
Buckets of food. We have toys.
What kind of food do you have?
We have our 30-year shelf life food. There's beans. There's rice. The 90-day buckets. So we have a variety of food.
The sample buckets.
The sampler bucket. Yes,
we love those. The boxes, sample boxes. You got some. We're filling this truck up with food, and with toys.
Yeah.
We're at the end of Christmas now, so we're going to send all any leftover toys we had. And Pastor Joe, the outreach, they just did a huge outreach. And thank God we have lots of toys to ship tomorrow.
That's right.
They'll get there
because
this program's being taped before Christmas because that truck's going to get there before Christmas.
That's right.
So we can do that. But we need help. We're going to do Christmas in January.
Yes, we are.
Christmas in January because these kids don't have anything. These families don't have anything, and we can't forget them.
That's right. Amen.
Because it passed. It doesn't pass for them. And so we're going to give a Christmas. And so whatever you do, we're going to keep doing it for the month of January and keep giving.
That's right.
And we need to pay our bills to stay on the air. And I know you're going to be shocked by some of the stations and networks we're going off the air. There's some of the big networks we're going off there. We're canceling them ourselves because we're so far behind, we can't get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we just will not go on without paying our bills. We have to live within what we can take in through the mail and people giving.
Yes.
So I need your help
back. People need to go to ptlnetwork.com and go to the section that says channel listing for your area. If you live in Arkansas, if you live in Dallas, if you live in New York, if you live in Miami, if you live in Florida, I mean, it gives you the channels for your area. That's how you stay in tune with what's happening here at the Jim Baker Show. The PTL Network is standing strong every single day. Listen, if you want to watch online, go to ptlnetwork.com and watch online. Or if you can watch us on Roku, Apple TV. But again, the best way is it's time to start supporting the Voice of the Prophets Network. The PTL Network is a sign of restoration for this hour. It's time for the Voice of the Prophets to stand on its own. We need your help. Find your channel listing for your area. Find us. Call us. Whatever you need to do. The Voice of the Prophets Network is more important now than any other time.
It's on all over the world.
All over America.
And I want people to find Roku.
Yes.
If you don't have a Roku, get a Roku.
We'll send them one.
And we're on there 24 hours a day on Roku. All of our church programs are on. All of our ministry programs are on Roku. And you just get it all the time, and it's great quality.
Yeah.
And Apple TV.
Apple TV. Absolutely.
And we don't have to pay for Roku.
That's
and if
right.
you don't want that, just download the
app. We don't pay for Apple, do we?
No, sir.
I mean, the Apple Network, that's free. But we're paying $30 million to stay on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're going to have to think smarter in the last days.
Amen.
Listen, the best way to do it, if you don't want to go through all those channels, if I was you, I'd download it on your phone, your iPad, your computer. The PTL Network app is the best way to go and watch the television program. This right here, Dr. James Tan and all of his friends, they're downloading the PTL Network app. They're always on the go. This is the best way to watch us and stay connected with us. You can donate through this app. I'm telling you, we are coming in days where you're going to start seeing less and less the way you used to, but it doesn't mean we're gone. We're just focusing our whole vision to the Voice of the Prophets Network for the hour that we're in right now. Events are happening so fast that it's taking time to catch up to them. But I'm telling you, when you have Pastor Joe and our world's mission director, Bishop Ron Webb, really connecting and partnering with our ministry to meet the need of the hurting, all I can think of is the church ladies that help the community in Los Angeles. I think about Mom reaching out to the inner city of Los Angeles, the city of Phoenix, and reaching out to the girls and her family. It is always the church people that show up right on time with a message, with an answer, with food, with toys, just to give us a piece of home. When I hear of people saying, I wish I can go back home, but I have no home to go back to. That's when you realize that could be me. That's when you realize the church is going to have to step in a time of need. Sure, FEMA's there, but FEMA leaves to another disaster. And I'm telling you, we need church people. We need this ministry. We need you. Yes. Your $100 go a long way.
Yes.
And believe me, the food that we're sending, it's all because of you.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
The whole reason that we're doing it for.
Rhonda, let's pray for a miracle right now.
Yes, thank you.
I'm believing God. Oh, God, you could give us 1 million people to give $1,000, and we could do amazing things. We could help millions of people, and we can build for the kingdom of God. Father, this is a pivotal point. We're in the last days, and this message must go forward. God, have them call now. Burden the heart, Lord. The people that you know, well, I've got $1,000 in the bank. I'm going to do this. You know, Lord, I'm going to give $1,000. So I understand what it's like to be broke. But I'm not down. I'm not broken. I'm on God's kingdom.
Yes, amen.
But I need help. We're in the last days. This is not a popular message that I'm preaching, but this is an essential message. The rabbi that was on last week or this week talked about that. He has a message that people really don't want because it's not going to get better and better. Mm-hmm. You can go to the happy churches and find that it's going to get better and better, but it's not. They're telling you lies. And I'm not fighting church. I'm just telling you, I've read the book. I've read the Bible. And it tells us what happens in these last days. And it's going to get worse and not better. The king is coming back. And man, America has mocked God. Yeah. And so when you give, we're sending food right away tomorrow.
Yes.
We're sending toys. Mm-hmm. We've got thousands of toys that are going in this trunk.
Yes.
So that will get there before Christmas, thank God.
Yes, we're sending clothes, we're sending the coats.
Taping a little early. And I've ordered 500 coats. Bishop Ron Webb has ordered 500 from their church.
Yes.
They're going to send 500 more. So we're sending 1,000 coats.
Yes. Amen.
I can't do this. I don't have money. There's not enough in my bank account even make a spit in the ocean. You know what I mean? You just can't do it. But together we're going to see miracles take place.
Yes. Amen.
We can do this.
Amen.
We can do this. And there is some more things we were going to do, and I don't know if you wrote them down or not, but we're
planning in January to send a second truckload. This is the initial truckload that's leaving tomorrow. And this month, January, we're sending a second truckload and possibly even a third, where we are going to do Christmas in January for these areas of Mayfield to help the families during this time.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're going to have toys and
But see, that this
coats
is, you know,
pajamas,
you're right. We
blankets.
Don't have the finances, but this is what you, this is the principle that you have always instilled inside of us as your children, as leaders of the ministry. When we don't have, when the ministry is at a place where we don't have any extra to give, that's when you give. That's when you step out in faith. That's when you step out and you say, we're going to do our part. And I love that. That's
yes.
where we are right now, even as a ministry.
Nana, what if people would just... It have extra blankets at the house.
Yes.
We just mail us blankets.
Yes.
Because we can just take truckloads of blankets.
Well, and another
because it's going to be
right.
cold in January.
We've had many of our partners have donated quilt blankets to Lori's house. And so I reached out to the staff at Lori's house. They're going to be sending some of the quilt blankets.
So partners let us.
That's right.
We have an overrun of blankets at Lori's house.
Yes.
You grandmas have made
yes,
a lot of quilts
amazing.
And blankets for it.
They're
and baby clothes.
Yes.
We want to take the overrun that we have.
Yes.
I call them overrun, but we have a store for the mothers
yes.
to be there. And we got so much clothes. And
yes.
So we're going to send some of that tomorrow.
Yes.
So the babies will have clothes.
Whatever
they're,
we can
they're
do.
They're wiped out, people.
Yeah.
Do you get it? What? Zero is zero. When it's all gone, it's all gone. And we've got to help.
Yes.
And we're helping through the churches there. The churches we know that
yes.
are on fire for God, churches that love Jesus and will do this in the name of Jesus. But please forgive me for taking this time on the show today. But I need your help more than ever. I need to stay on the air. I believe we're going to see it. I believe, you know, we're staying as skinny as we can. I mean, we're cutting back. We're doing all we can. Our staff is the smallest it's ever been. And we're still on the air. And it's going to, we're going to make it. The church is going to make it together. We're living in days, people, where you're going to have only the church. And the church people need to get together. So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588, and be a part of this. And I believe God's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon people like never before. I believe this is the turning point for this ministry. I wasn't going to do anything for anybody because I didn't think we had any money. But God says, you can do it.
That's right.
And the
yes.
more we looked around, we said, well, we got
That's
some
right.
food stored away there. We'll give that. We got toys left
yes.
over from the outreach.
That's
we'll
right.
take that. And so we start putting it all together.
Yes, amen.
And then we're going to send the company, you know, that we've been sending out boxes of food, fresh food that come here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the produce.
They've offered to give us some food, so they're going to send a truck
yes.
with food from so that we can send it there to the tornado dam.
That's right.
Where the people can
yes.
have food, fresh food mm-hmm. to eat. Amen?
Amen.
So
Amen.
With your help, we can do this.
Amen.
Josh Peck, we're so glad to see you. Appreciate so much what you do there
yes.
with Skywatch TV.
We really do.
Your new book has to do with the Dead Sea Scrolls. Why are these scrolls such a important subject, and what's so important, fascinating about them?
Yeah, well, I believe that God is bringing this information out in this time specifically for a specific reason. The Dead Sea Scrolls, for those who aren't familiar, they were ancient texts from around the time of Jesus and a couple hundred years before that even. And all the books of the Bible are in there except for Esther and a lot of extra biblical texts.
Why did they leave Esther out, do you think?
There's a few different theories about it. Some say that maybe they actually had Esther and just none of the copies survived. Some say that they may have had it.
Probably got lost.
Yeah, exactly. That could have happened. And then others theorize that possibly they left it out for some other reason, like the name of God isn't in there or something like that. So we don't know specifically, but all the books of the Bible except Esther are in the Dead Sea Scrolls, plus other texts that give a lot of context for the Bible. And I think that's why the Dead Sea Scrolls are so important. It explains what happened between the Old Testament and New Testament. You know, the Old Testament makes sense, and then you get to the New Testament, and starting in Matthew, everything's different. You have Pharisees, Sadducees, you have the whole system is different. So the Dead Sea Scrolls help fill in that blank for us.
Wow.
Ken, was the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls predicted in Scripture, do you think?
Yeah, I believe so. It's in Isaiah chapter 29. The church fathers and the Essenes basically said Israel would be ousted of their land twice and come back twice. And in Isaiah 29, it talks about Israel coming back for the second time, and there's immediately a war when that happens. And at that same time, the old ones would begin to speak out of the dust of the earth. Hmm. And Church Father Irenaeus actually said that when Israel comes back, then more of the prophecies would begin to be fulfilled, and everybody will understand, and knowledge will increase, and people will run to and fro. Well, if you put those together, it's pretty interesting that in the last 20, 30 years, everyone's been running to and fro to find more scrolls, fill in the gaps.
Wow. So we're there in that day now.
Absolutely, according to the early church and according to the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yep.
Josh, in your book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you mentioned God's signature on inspired text.
Yes, sir.
I want to know, what is God's signature?
Yeah, there's actually a few of them, and I deal with this right in the beginning of the book because the question comes up, should the Dead Sea Scrolls be added to Scripture? And there's, you know, opinions are split on that. My personal opinion is they add a lot of context. I don't know about inspired. Maybe inspired for the time, because one of the signatures that I write about in the book is fulfilled prophecy. So we know that biblical books, you know, they're from God because they tell the future, there's fulfilled prophecy, but actually some of the Dead Sea Scrolls have fulfilled prophecy as well. Mm-hmm. So, but we don't find them in canon. So I think that they were for that time, but we can look back on that now and get more of a sense of
I'm going to ask you a terrible question.
Oh, sure.
Oh, boy.
What makes the canon the last word? Do you know what I'm saying? Why is something not allowed in the canon? Now,
well, you know what? Really,
I'm going to challenge you because I believe I know you well enough.
Yeah.
That you know these scrolls are from God.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're definitely from God. Yeah, and the Dead Sea Scrolls, they had fulfilled prophecy. The Pharisees.
Are you worried about evangelicals coming after you if you get too broad?
No. If it's the truth and if I'm accurately portraying God's truth, then no, I'm not worried about that.
Amen. That's right.
Well, you got to not be worried today because they're going to come for you. And they're really coming against Jesus. And I got some stuff I don't even have time to say, but Mom, you know what they're doing to take the name of Jesus away. And they're just afraid of Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And but back to the question you asked.
No,
about
but you're a member of your network was on the network with me last month, and they talked about Jesus and that the name of Jesus was powerful over demon power, and 5 million people hit the internet and screamed and hollered. Something that was like 50-50 were mad, and the other 50-50 were glad. The Christians were glad. The atheists were mad, and I said, why would they get so mad, Mondo? I asked you to remember, why would they get so mad? He said, it's the name of Jesus. She said it was the power of the name of Jesus that set her free.
Amen.
From the demon power.
Yes. Amen.
And they don't want the name of Jesus. That's why you've got to know the Word of God.
That's absolutely right.
And what you're telling us is the Word is rooted, like in the Dead Sea Scrolls, goes way back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it goes way back. And so the Dead Sea Scrolls help fill in those blanks from the Bible. You know, we might have questions. The Bible doesn't tell us everything. If it did, it would be a book so large nobody would have time to read it in a lifetime. You know, we have a hard enough time just reading the Bibles that we have as it is. So
yeah.
Any extra stuff would make that a little bit more difficult. But the Dead Sea Scrolls, for people who are interested in it, it doesn't change anything to the Bible. It doesn't give you any kind of secret esoteric knowledge about salvation or anything like that. It just adds context to what the Bible's already saying, and it helps us understand and interpret it a little better.
Now, we talked about Esther not being the book of Esther. In the caves were found all the Old Testament. Is that right?
Yeah,
except for Esther?
Except for Esther, correct.
Probably a male chauvinist or something. Didn't think women should talk in church. Well, I don't know. Do you have any thought on that, Ken?
Well, yeah, actually, they had the entire Old Testament. There are things that talk about the Persian period, just not the Book of Esther. And most of the scrolls are fragmented. So we're lucky to have pieces of some of them. So it's just missing in the collection, that's all.
Yeah.
And there's actually scrolls that talk about the fact that the canon is closed.
I wish we had some pictures of the scrolls. The pieces, they've pieced things together. They're digging down and finding. The miracle is that basically Old Testament is there, which I don't know, but I'm concerned about people believing the word. Do you believe the word totally?
Oh, absolutely. Old and New Testament.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So, Ken, what do the Dead Sea Scrolls say about the Messiah?
Very interesting. You would, as a Christian, you're going to understand and interpret the Old Testament from the New Testament. They interpret it from the patriarchal writings that basically say the same thing. The Messiah is God incarnate. He comes to earth for the purpose of dying for our sins, not fixing a war. And they even give the date on when the Messiah is supposed to come. After he does this, the following Pentecost begins what's called the Age of Grace, and major changes happen. And so they give a lot of details on the different ages and how things change.
And isn't that amazing? Because we're always told that nobody knew, you know, when Jesus came. Nobody saw it coming. Nobody predicted it. Right. But the Essenes actually knew. They were the ones that were looking for it. It's that the Pharisees and Sadducees didn't see it coming.
You're getting both books.
Both books, yes.
For $35. That is
unbelievable.
These are
unbelievable.
That just the paper alone is going to be $35, I think. That people, listen to me. We're running out of ability to even get books for a while. We got behind on Tom Horn's book. What's the name of that?
Zeitgeist.
What's that?
Zeitgeist.
You can say that. Zeitgeist. Are they here yet?
We're waiting. They should be arriving any day to the warehouse.
They've been out of paper.
Yeah, it's been.
Tom Horn doesn't run out of paper. He has a publishing company. They honor him. But we've had so many orders, and we haven't been able to keep up with them. People get mad, and they stop giving when you don't give them their gifts. Forgive me for yelling, but I'm frustrated. We do everything. We ship. We don't leave stuff laying around in the warehouse,
no,
do we?
No, we don't. No.
Nana goes down there herself. Marcella, call her Nana. She goes down there.
I go down with my group of volunteers, right, and we go out there and we ship.
And she's down there shipping with the shipper people. And we get the whole staff down there if there's an extra load of ship. We don't sit on stuff. If it's not in your house, it's not here. Because we ship when as fast as we can get it out in the mail. And then that big storm blew up one of Amazon's warehouses. And we don't know how many packages of ours that were coming here was in that warehouse. You don't know. The shipping is gone crazy. And then with the massiveness of these tornadoes has stopped everything in that whole big part of the country. So please bear with us. Please don't get mad. Don't go to hell over some package. Get happy. I mean, people, we're doing everything we can to stay alive. I don't know anything else I can do. You know, I'll tell you what Amazon's going to do. They're going to put all the, they're going to put 1,000 people probably into that town and build that back. They'll have it back probably in 2 days. That's, they have the power to do that. We don't have the power to do that, but we have the power to stand together as God's church. And I need you to help today. I need you to give today. And I need you to stand with us. That SOS offering is going to turn things around. If you give that $1,000 today, I know the time to give is now. I know Christmas has hit people. People stop giving at Christmas because they have to buy presents. But I know you tuck something aside that you're going to sow in to this ministry today. And these two books are for only $35.
For both of them.
That's right, for both of them. And they really do, they go together.
Yes.
The books that you guys have written, you cannot read one. I feel you can't read one without the other because they both expand on the teachings. And so what you're going to receive is The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes by Ken Johnson, along with The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, 2025, and The Final Age of Man. We've been hearing that.
Now, do you have these in stock?
Yes.
Do you know if you have them in stock?
Yeah.
Yes, we do have these in stock and available with Skywatch and Defender Publishing. And so we've been working very closely with them. So you can receive two of them, two of the books, for a donation of $35 to the ministry, and that includes shipping and handling.
Tom Horn's book, he's been very sick for the last couple months. And he's been on top of it, running things from the hospital, doing his job, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And
it's just, you can't get the books.
Mm-hmm.
You work there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you understand it?
Not really. My department is more in the media, so the publishing side I'm not all that aware of. But, yeah, I guess it's a tough time for everybody right now.
It is.
It really is, and it's going to get tougher, people. And it's time to stand up for God. And I appreciate those who sent the $82 offerings for that. Every dollar helps.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
the Bibles, we still have these in stock.
Yes.
We
love
this is
the
something
New Living
brand
Translation
new.
Bible.
And people love the app with this because you have thousands of helps.
Absolutely. You get over 25,000 study notes, over 350 videos, over 400 profiles and articles, over 1,500 devotionals. This simple app can be a user-friendly with your Bible. All you have to do is download the app and start using it. Every page, I'm telling you, every page gives you a study, a seat, and a reflection option on your phone with the app, and you can see visually what that portion of scripture in that page wants to show you. Introduction, study notes, articles, key topics. I mean, some of the key notes. When you read the Bible and you want to understand it better, you can go and see it, study it, and reflect on it as well with this app.
To have that many notes on every page of the Bible is amazing. And this is done by great scholars. And for people who preach, this is really helpful, teachers and all, and just people want to study. And the app's on available on every phone, basically.
Yes, that's right. Your iPhone,
and it's free.
iPad, your computer, that's right.
So you can get that for my birthday offering of $82. You get two of the Bibles because you got one to share, or husband and wife can have one each. This is my new Bible that I love. It's a thin line, but it's large print. So I just love it, love it, love it. Please give something today. I need to get over this hump. This holiday season is about gone, but it's been very difficult. And America is very difficult right now. And then when the ships can't come in and the trucks don't deliver your stuff and the people get upset, and it's just like the enemy says, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to destroy you. I don't want you to have the ability to preach the gospel. But I believe we're going to overcome with God's people standing together. We're going to help people. We're going to help these people that are hungry. We're going to help. When we need help, we're going to help others.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Yes, amen.
Is that all right?
Yes.
What else do I have to do today?
Amen. Well, I also want to remind you that we've put together, in honor of your birthday, we're doing our $82 offers this month. And so we put together a special deal for six of the books. You get three of each. So you'll receive three of the Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, along with three of the Lost Prophecies, Qumran 2025, and the Final Age of Man for a donation of $82 to the ministry. That's over $120 value for $82 love gift to the ministry. And that also includes the shipping and handling. You'll receive three of each of the books for that donation. Call us today at 1-888-988-1588. Remember, you can also go to the website, jimbakershow.com.
With books like this, with tools like this, we keep saying we're trying to equip you. This is how we equip you with great, you know, you said it right here in Ken's, in the beginning of Ken's book, Josh, you did the foreword, and you said, and I love this, the three most important rules of Bible study. This is by Josh Peck in the front of Ken's book. You say, the three most important rules of Bible study, context, and context.
Yes.
And that is the truth.
That's it. Amen.
If you've ever done any Bible study, you got to have the right context.
That's
you got to
right.
understand it.
That's yes. right.
And that's why having these types of tools to help you with the Word of God, to help you understand what God is doing. It's pretty exciting that in this day and age that the Dead Sea Scrolls have been uncovered
yes.
for such
yes.
a time as this
Amen.
to verify even more what we read in our Bible to help us understand.
Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson will be back with us tomorrow. And I just feel that as I'm going off the air. Someone out there could do something major. If we need a miracle.
Yes.
There's people that can give $25,000. Some could even give $100,000. But thousands of you could give $1,000. And let's defeat Satan.
Amen.
The king is coming back. Let's keep this lighthouse on.
Yes, amen.
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 My time is gone for today. Thank you for being with us, Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson. God loves you. Call me right now, please. I need you. God needs you. And God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. The voice of the prophets is here, and it's better than ever. Join us each day for incredible updates from people like Tom Horn, Larry Hutch, Perry Stone, Rick Renner, Zach Drew, and so many more amazing teachers and guests. Enjoy powerful moments from the PTL Network archives each week and daily episodes of The Jim Baker Show. To find out if we're in your area, log into ptlnetwork.com and check our channel listings. You can also download our free PTL Television Network app on your iPhone, Android phone, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire Stick. And you can watch anytime online for free at ptlnetwork.com. Join us today to hear the voice of the prophets.